السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا مولانا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers, elders, and my beloved youngsters, in Islam, the concept of enjoyment and the concept of being happy and the concept of doing things to keep oneself relaxed, satisfied, and keep one's nafs at bay. Everybody has a nafs. These desires that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created inside of us, which are an enemy for us. Two enemies that every single human being has: the shaitan and the nafs. Now the nafs is always our enemy. The problem is when a person doesn't know how to control the nafs, and a person doesn't know how to discipline the nafs, then the nafs will always overcome a person. It will even show you that, you know what, this is a pious action, this is a good action, do it. But even whilst doing the good action, the nafs will still come and it will still totally make that good action void, either by making a person lose their sincerity, lose their ikhlas, or by, when it comes to doing, you know, actions of worship, then it will make you do those actions which are according to your desires, and it will make you leave those actions which your desires find difficult to do. So it will make you pick and choose, because the nafs is still there. So that's why the pious people, they had this very good understanding of the nafs. Okay, there are times where you have to give the nafs a little sweet, a candy, one or two sweets, and it calms it down, and then you can focus on other important things. That's why Imam Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi has written his kitab called Kitab al-Zuhd. And in his Kitab al-Zuhd, he mentions the statement of Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi. No, Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi, who used to say, or one of the great elders anyway, who used to say that إِذَا أَكَلْنَا طَعَامًا إِذَا وَجَدْنَا طَعَامًا أَكَلْنَا أَكْلَ الرِّجَالِ وَإِذَا فَقَدْنَا طَعَامًا صَبَرْنَا صَبْرَ الرِّجَالِ. That whenever we find food, we eat like men. Whenever we find food, we eat like men. Meaning we don't compromise on our eating. And whenever we don't have food, we have patience like men. Meaning there has to be this balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a ni'mah, I will use it, I will make the most of it, and when there's a time when I go through a bit of difficulty, I will do what is required from me, which is to have that patience. There's a balance in deen, there's a balance. Unfortunately, people who lose that balance, they go waywards either this way or that way. So people who lose the balance in terms of dunya, they will fall into extravagance. I need to eat food, but I must always eat food from the best level restaurants and the best takeaways and the best food outlets. Then unfortunately they will fall into extravagance and they will fall into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many ways. And those who say, no, I will always be very, very harsh on myself, I will be very hard on myself, especially now in the 21st century, so much fitnas around us, so many trials, tribulations, so many problems. Someone says, I will always be hard on myself and I will always choose a difficult path. Then what happens is they will also fall into a form of fitna. And we see it day by day, people toppling and falling in fitna. So we, my dear respected brothers and elders, must understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this dunya, and this dunya is a test for us. And we are here temporarily. So we need to do the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, through which we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dunya is not our home. This dunya is not our home. This is just a temporary place in which we are situated and located, after which we will move on to our eternal home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our mother and our father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidatuna Hawa alayha salam, and placed them in Jannah. That was their home. إِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ أُسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, أُسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. That you and your wife, O Adam, أُسْكُنْ, take your makan, make this your home, make this your abode, Jannatul Firdaus, and eat whatever you want, just avoid eating from this particular tree. But then Adam alayhi salam, فَعَصَىٰ آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَىٰ. Adam alayhi salam made a slip up, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him come unto this dunya. But this dunya was not his home. When he came here, he was so uncomfortable, he was so out of place, that, Ya Allah, you've removed me from my home and you've kind of outcasted me into this place, this dunya, this place of desires, this place of hardship, this place of difficulty. So Allah Ta'ala said, O Adam, if you and your progeny live in this world and you obey my commands, I'll send you back to your home. So our home is Jannatul Firdaus. That's what we have been created for. But what's happened is we've been sent into this punishment, this difficulty, this test, this tribulation, and because we've been born and brought up and our eyes have only seen the prison, so we think the prison is our house. It's like if you have a mother. Our Ustaz Muhtin Ayatullah Sahib, the other day, he gave this example. He said that you've got a woman and she's been placed in prison, and she's been imprisoned for some crime that she committed. Now while she's in prison, she gives birth to a child. Now the child grows up, and for the child, he enjoys the prison life. That's all he's known. Since his eyes open, that's the only life that he's ever known. The mother, every time the food is brought in the prison, she looks at the food, she cries. When the clothing of the prison is brought to her, she looks at the clothing, she cries. She walks into the room of the prison, she starts crying, because she knows that there's a better life out there, which she has now been deprived of. But the son, he eats the prison food. He says, yummy, it's delicious, it's so tasty. He wears the clothes of the prison and he says, this is fantastic clothes, this is what everybody around me is wearing. He walks into the prison room and he says, this is what everybody around me is living in. I'm happy with this. He plays with his prison friends and he's very, very happy. And he says, I don't understand my mum. Don't know what she's crying over, really. Like, everything's so nice here. Everything, we've got everything that we need. You know, we're being well looked after. Why is she crying so much? And then the date comes for the mother's release. The mother is getting released and now she's so happy, she's jubilant, excited, packing her bags, running out of the prison. The son is crying, I don't want to go, I don't want to leave. Mother has to drag him out of prison. And then when he leaves the prison and then he comes to his home in the world, his big house, he enters it, he looks at the beautiful house, beautiful room, beautiful garden, and he looks at the clothes that people are wearing around him. Not just orange jumpsuit, but so many different, mashallah, colors. And he looks at the food which is there, not the gruel or the broth of the prison, but delicious, tasty, mashallah, chicken burgers and chips and chicken fried, whatever else. And he says, you know what, I was so foolish. I was so stupid. I thought that prison was actually worth living in. But compared to this, I was so foolish. Why did I want to stay there? So Ustaz was saying, this is the example of the human being in the dunya. We've opened our eyes in this dunya, we've made this our home. And we said, you know what, whatever we have in the dunya, as difficult as it is, this is still the best thing. We eat the food, he gives us a stomachache. We wear the clothes, after a while they start wearing out, getting torn, they start smelling, right? Everything around us is deficient. Har cheez ke andar nuqs hai, har cheez naqis hai. Everything around us. لیکن پھر بھی انسان سمجھتا ہے کہ یہ مکان جو ہے, یہ گھر جو ہے, ہمیشگی کے لیے ہے, ہمیشہ میں اس مکان میں, اس گھر میں رہوں گا. So this is human beings' foolishness. Our foolishness. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I use this word foolishness on purpose, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the hadith, الْكَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. The intelligent one, the intelligent one, the clever one, is the one who dana nafsahu, controls the urges of his nafs, وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, and he prepares for the life after death. That's his real life. He's only here as a visitor. وَالْعَاجِزِ, the foolish person, is the one who follows every khahish, every desire of his nafs, watamanna ala Allah, and he has these vain hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ke Allah bahut raham karne wale hain, Allah ta'ala bahut maaf karne wale hain, jab boodha ho jaunga us waqt main nek amal shuru kar dunga aur koi masla nahi. When I become an old man, I will do good deeds, one foot in the grave and another foot on the banana peel, and this is when I'm going to start doing my amal, and that's it, I'll be fine. Unfortunately, we have these misconceptions which are, you know, based on nonsense, that Allah will forgive us if we do something in the future. Nobody can guarantee death. What time will death come? Subhanallah, sometimes you hear beautiful deaths, and sometimes you hear very saddening deaths. People dying in car accidents, people dying in situations. People are always telling me, this person passed away in a car accident, this person passed away, a young child passed away. But then you hear a beautiful death. Just yesterday we heard of a beautiful death. And there's a lady, one of our relatives, so they went for Hajj. She went for Hajj. And when she went for Hajj, she was quite elderly. Obviously, there's, you know, a huge crowd in Hajj. And she slipped and she fell down and she hurt her leg. And it was quite bad. So she had to be hospitalized. But because she still had the days of Hajj left, so they said, you know what, in an ambulance they're going to take her through, especially through the plains of Arafah yesterday. Well, obviously yesterday in terms of hours it was more earlier than us. And then while the ambulance was taking her through the plains of Arafah, she passed away in the ambulance. Subhanallah, the days of Hajj on the plains of Arafah, she passed away and she met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautiful death. Death is inevitable. It comes to each and every single one of us. Now how we die is how we are going to be raised on the day of Qiyamah. تَمُوتُونَ كَمَا تَحْيَوْنَ وَتُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that you will die the way that you lived, and you will be resurrected on the day of judgment the way that you died. So my dear respected brothers and elders, it's the day of Eid, and we should read in kathra excessively the takbir al-tashriq, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And this takbir al-tashriq on the way to the masjid and the way back from the masjid. Throughout the day of Eid, a person should read excessively. This Eid Allah Ta'ala gave us as a celebration. But let's not forget to ask ourselves the question, is this a reward that I actually deserve? 10 days, the greatest 10 days of the year, just went past. Did I maximize and make the most of those 10 days? Did I benefit from those 10 days? How much did I worship Allah Ta'ala? How much did I increase in my good deeds in those 10 days? If the answer is not really anything, I haven't really done much, then I need to ask myself the question, do I really deserve this celebration? So I do a lot of istighfar and seek forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I am very weak. I have many, many shortcomings. But oh Allah, you are the most forgiving. And we keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And inshallah, let's celebrate this day of Eid. But let's not do anything which is haram, my dear brothers. And my specifically my youngsters. Comes to the day of Eid and I have to tell all of our youngsters come from the barber shop and they have lines in their hair. And I say, what happened? Did you get attacked by a cat? You have lines and scratches and claw marks all over the head. Gee, we need to ask ourselves the question, are these haircuts, these styles that we are doing, are they according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Simple question. Our mizan, our scale through which, our yardstick through which we weigh everything, is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If something fits according to that yardstick and definition, we accept it. If not, we reject it. So let's do everything on this day which is halal. Let's stay away from things of actions of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's not make Allah ta'ala angry. Allah has given me a day of celebration. Why would I take that to then make Allah ta'ala angry? It's a very, very, unfortunately, not a very intelligent thing to do. They wanted me to... Is okay? So raise the... Do you want me to continue? You start the namaz. So inshallah we'll have the Eid Salah taking place now. In the Eid Salah, just as a reminder, we have six extra takbirat. So in the first rakat we have 3 takbirs. So when the Imam says Allahu Akbar, then we recite the Thana. After we recite the Thana, the Imam will do another 3 Allahu Akbars. So we lift our hands and we drop them. And thereafter the Imam will start the Salah. And in the second rak'at, just before the ruku', the surah al-Fatiha, and then a surah will be recited, and then just before the ruku, the imam will recite three takbirs, and then we will lift our hands and we will drop them, and in the fourth takbir we will go into ruku. And after the salah, the khutbah will take place. So inshallah, brothers, you can stand up and make the rows, please. At the Saf Manala, inshallah. Brothers, please make sure your phones are turned off as well. Is there any gaps in the rows? Please fill in the gaps. Do we have anyone at the back? There's a brother who's trying to video from the front while I'm leading the salah. This is not something which we agreed to. Right in front of my face, he wants to take a video.
Brother, he's asking to move back and you move away.
Okay, brothers, inshallah, just make the intention for Eid Salah. It's okay. Okay, inshallah. We'll make the intention for Eid Salah. Chalo, bas ho gaya. Jazakallah. We're going to fix our intention, inshallah, that we're performing the Eid Salah. Remember the 6 takbirs. So in the first rakah we have 3 takbirs. And in the second rakah we have 3 takbirs before the ruku'. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Inshallah, the dua will take place. After the dua, brief dua, we will have the khutbah. All brothers requested to stay seating for the khutbah. This is also necessary to listen to the khutbah. Please remain seated. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من جميع الذنوب والخطايا كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'ala li kulli ummatin mansakan liyadhkuru ismallahi 'ala ma razaqahum min bahimatil an'am wa 'allama tawhida wa amara bil islam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu alladhi hadana ila daris salam. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, Allahu akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina qamu bi iqamatil ahkam وبذلوا أنفسهم وأموالهم في سبيل الله فيا لهم من كرام وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أما بعد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد شرع لكم ما فيه مع أعمال أخر قد سبقت في الخطبة قبل هذا العشر ذبح الأضحية بالإخلاص وصدق النية وبين نبيه وصفيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وجوبها وفضائلها ودون علماء أمته من سننه في كتب الفقه مسائلها. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. فقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأظلافها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع بالأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله ما هذه الأضاحي؟ قال سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام. قالوا فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله؟ قال بكل شعرة حسنة. قالوا فالصوف يا رسول الله؟ قال بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وجد ساعة لأن يضحي فلم يضحي فلا يحضر مصلانا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصلى الله وصلي على الخلفاء الأربعة سيدنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم، وقال الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وبطاعتك عن معصيتك، وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك، وعافنا قبل ذلك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
عيد مبارك to everyone. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال.